Well, first off, a year ago, it was a pretty robust holiday sales season, cheerier for retailers than it had been in quite a while. What are we expecting this year?
This year, we are expecting a slight rise over last year, but there's a lot of inventory, and that is not good because it means that if it doesn't sell, it's got to get marked down and moved out. So it might be good for consumers, but it's not great for retailers.
Now, here in Delaware, we have a bevy of new retailers that are up and running just in the past year, especially around that Christiana Mall area. How is that likely to impact shopping here in the First State, if at all?
It has been very good so far. I know that at Christiana Mall, where they have 25 new retailers or stores that have been renovated, that their numbers are very good. They're way up. And they've gotten a lot of traffic that they over and above what they might have anticipated before. They have some really great names like Kiehl's, the skincare people, and Fabletics, Kate Hudson's athletic wear. And they're just new faces on the scene that people want to go and check out.
I was going to say, inside the mall, as you just mentioned, and even outside the mall, a lot of these new faces are, you know, much more specialty type of places, the Cabela's, the REI's, the Container Stores, some of the ones you just mentioned inside the mall. I mean, that certainly is something that Delaware hasn't really maybe seen a lot in the past, has it?
Yeah, this is something that's new. It's something that will continue to attract people from out of state who want to avoid paying sales tax. And it's very good for our area.
Well, Eileen, we understand that a lot of stores will be open again this year on Thanksgiving itself, ahead of Black Friday. Now that this trend is a couple of years old, do we know any more about the people who actually go out and shop on Thanksgiving?
We do. They skew way younger than the typical shopper. 18 to 34-year-olds are the people who are most likely to shop on the holiday. And also, only about 68% of them are actually shopping. This amazes me. On Thanksgiving Day, 41% of the people who go out to a shopping center go out and get something to eat. So, and about 29%, almost one in three, will go to the movies.
Wow. And I guess maybe it's more about escaping your family than actually going and shopping. I mean, it sounds like people aren't necessarily looking for the deal that day.
It's shopping as sport. It's shopping as entertainment.
But it's interesting because you say that, and we have seen that there are some stores that are kind of going in the other direction. Now, Staples is not opening this year on Thanksgiving after being open the last two Thanksgivings. REI, which just opened in Delaware, sells outdoor gear, is closing on Black Friday. They're trying to make a big deal out of that. Is there a little bit of a backlash going, or maybe it's just a matter that some of these retailers are hearing what you just said and saying, oh, maybe we're not really selling a lot on Thanksgiving?
Well, I think that one of the factors that weighs in on this is that it is not humanly possible for people to shop everywhere. So if you can get to JCPenney's but you can't get to REI, you'll just go to REI the next day. I think the big difference that we're seeing in some of the strategies of retailers this year that has worked out pretty well for them is Black Friday previews.
Mm-hmm.
Target had a two-day Black Friday preview this week. It was really well attended. I think that they are retailers are just trying to find ways to get people to start shopping a little earlier, and it didn't work by putting up all the displays. They had to create some sort of promotion, something that would draw people in, something that would give people a good deal and good selection.
And is the strategy behind that to get some of those sales early on to, A, create some momentum and also maybe, you know, expand that period of time where they can make the money that they so much need during the holiday season to make sure that they're profitable for the year?
True story. It is a huge deal for retailers. It really is pivotal to their success. And part of the reason why I think that the deals are so good is that shoppers are just conditioned to receive deep discounts. people truly do believe that they're savvy shoppers. MasterCard just put out a survey in which 80% of consumers said that they were that they're now better shoppers than they were a few years ago, and they get more value out of their retail purchases than they did 5 years ago. So we're going to be seeing some incredible incentives. There's Walmart has a 55-inch TCL smart TV that is going to be selling for $348 on Black Friday. If you don't have room for that 55-incher, you can get a 32-inch TV for $125.
Wow. So how about some other doorbusters, which are so prevalent on Black Friday or beforehand? What are some of those deals that merchants are offering besides the ones you just mentioned from Walmart?
Well, here's something that you'll be glad to hear about in your household, Tom, because the category with the most discounts is toys. And that accounts for 23% of the discounts that we're going to be seeing, followed by apparel and accessories with 22%. JCPenney is going to be very aggressive, and in fact, they're opening at 3 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day, which gives them a three-hour jump on two of their competitors, Kohl's and Macy's.
You mentioned inventory earlier on, some retailers actually having too many goods. How is that likely to play out? Does that maybe give people a reason to wait a little bit to see what happens with this extra merchandise?
I think that that is something that we're going to have to circle back and see how that plays out during the holiday, because I think that retailers are reluctant to mark down until they absolutely have to. But when you get closer to the holiday and you've got stuff that's on the shelves and on the racks, you have to do something to move it.
And finally, what can we expect to find under the tree this year? What are the hot items that seem to be drawing the most buzz going into the holiday shopping season?
Well, things like luxury skincare, jewelry is always big, and toys. Lego is the number one is expected to be number one, and in addition to a whole lot of Star Wars related themed merchandise. That's very exciting. I think that we'll see some good sales in sporting goods. And I think that electronics will be very big. And Apple is predicting record sales of iPhones, even exceeding last year's sales, which were exceptional.
Well, okay. Eileen Dalabrida, thank you so much for your time this week.